America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good Tuesday morning to all. We are the Junks, are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is also with us today.
Morning, fellas.
Hello. Like that you're rocking. I like that you've got your Terps black on before the blackout this Friday
night lights
as the Terps take on Northwestern.
By the way, Cakes is looking for tickets and for a parking pass and for a tailgating spot. He told me during the break yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up because I already have a tailgate secured, Scotty's Vodka tailgate.
Okay, there you go.
I already have tickets and a parking pass all secured.
You got it all taken care of.
I'm good to go. I'm ready to rock on Friday night. Should be a fun event. John Paul Flame is also here.
I am here.
Mm-hmm. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Rounds out your Junks foursome.
How are you?
I am doing well. Hope all is well with you.
I got an annoying toenail that needs clipped. So I brought in a clippers. I'll go out there and do it during a break.
It's just, toenail clipping during the show. That's a new one.
I do appreciate
that. I won't do it in here.
That you're going to take it out of the studio and do it. Yeah, because that's kind of gross.
It's just bothering me, and I just haven't had time to deal with it. I'm dealing with it today. Yeah. Mm. I don't know. It's just my toes are all messed up. I'm basically a wreck. My teeth are falling apart. My toes are killing me.
Right.
My car's busted. I still have an AC thing upstairs that I got to get addressed.
You call our good friends at Crop. I need to thank Crop,
home.
By the way. Our one of our pals, Zach Kruger, had an AC emergency last weekend, and he reached out to me. And I was like, let me see what I can do. And I reached out to our friends at Crop. They took care of it. They were out there on a weekend.
Of course.
Basically on an emergency call.
I believe Zach Kruger, a new father.
He is a new father, yes. That's why the AC was an issue because they have a newborn in the house.
Right. Hey, did you wake up with the number one offense in the NFL, the Washington Commanders, averaging 31 points a game?
I think we have woken up with the Commanders.
Because the Saints played last night, and their offense is fraudulent.
Their offense,
front-loaded in the first two games. Yesterday, technically, the Saints were scoring more points per game than the Washington Commanders. But right now, I'm on NFL stats and points per game. Number one at 31 points per game is the Washington Commanders. Now, number two is the Baltimore Ravens at 29.4.
Well, they're on a collision
clash
course.
Clash of Titans on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome game on Sunday. But you mentioned Monday Night Football. I don't know what's happened to that Saints offense. I mean, they were just... Now, part of it was in week one, they took on the Carolina Panthers.
That big helps. Part of it.
Okay, that's a big part. But then they went in.
And week one, and that was with Bryce Young.
That was with Bryce Young.
Yep.
But then in week two, they go on the road and they boat race the Cowboys.
Yep.
I think it was 91 points in the first two games. You're like, this offense has stumbled onto something. But all they've done in the last 3 weeks is basically stumbled, including a 13-point output last night in Kansas City.
Kansas City also has a very good defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It largely led them to win the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. Last year's Super Bowl wasn't because their offense was scoring 40 points per game.
Right.
That defense was pretty special. Chris Jones was a stud throughout the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
And if that
defense is really good.
And if you watch that game last night, it was like... It was like something from like 2018 or 2019. If you look at the skill position players, they were led in rushing by Kareem Hunt,
yep.
whose best days I thought were behind him, but he goes for over 100, finds the end zone last night on 27 carries. And Juju Smith-Schuster mm-hmm. leads the Chiefs in receiving with 7 grabs for 130 yards. Now they have to kind of piecemeal things together with Rashee Rice out for the season. Travis Kelce before last week had been struggling. He puts up another nice game, 9 grabs for 70 for him.
He also had the pitch on the one catch.
He did, yeah.
Which Andy Reid was kind of coy about during halftime, whether it was planned. He was like, we practice that every day. I don't know if it was a called play. But Kelce's done that a few times mm-hmm. where he gets out in the open and he's about to get tackled and he pitches to somebody else.
Yes. It had to have been planned. I think it had to have been.
I don't know if it was planned to Piron. They showed that camera view of where Piron was in, and he was like chipping, and then I think he just got out of there. And I think what they do practice is he's okay with lateraling as long as it's safe.
It's just it's obviously a feature of their offense, like something that they certainly practice every day because it was way too smooth.
Yeah, but I don't think, just my opinion,
that
play was called for Kelce to pitch to Piron. I just think they have the green light to do that sort of situation.
I think they've done it enough that it's kind of instinctive for them.
Right.
Because that's what it looked like.
Remember, you know? Kelce had only 12 targets in the first three games
mm-hmm.
and only a total of 8 catches in the first three games
yep.
total. He's had 16 catches in the last two.
Yeah, so. I mean, they have to lean on him with Rice sideline, no Pacheco in the backfield. Like, some of their top weapons are sidelined.
So I told you, I saw one of those NFL guys who goes through the film, and he said that Kelce had been open.
Mm-hmm.
In the early games.
Yeah, the idea that he all of a sudden just smashed into the wall and was like a zilch made no sense.
Other than he is getting older.
He's getting older, yeah. But there's usually not a precipitous drop-off like that.
No.
I don't know.
But as Cake said, it is weird to look at a box score and watch a game when Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster are the ones who are standing out.
Hey, and then when the Chiefs score 26 and Mahomes does not throw a touchdown, it's very strange.
Give them credit because that's their biggest margin of victory on the year so far, 13-point win. They'd had a lot of squeakers before this. I mean, they've mm-hmm. been in close games. So they kind of took advantage of an opponent who's they're trying to find their way on offense after coming out of the gates hot.
Yeah.
Now, maybe next week is better for the Saints because I think they take on the Bucs. And we just saw them get shredded by Atlanta last week. So maybe
it's not good if they don't have their quarterback.
He goes out with an oblique injury.
Yeah.
But you know how you say, and I agree, that the Saints offense and a little bit of a fraud. They built it early and then kind of just way big time coming back to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special over mm-hmm. there. Even though the Chiefs are 5-0, they're not like a dominant 5-0. They might be a fraudulent 5-0.
They've been in close games.
On
they've been
some level.
They've been leaning on their defense to help them win games.
I think
I don't know
vulnerable.
How you call them fraudulent.
I would say vulnerable 5-0.
That's fine, but they've won the last couple of Super Bowls, haven't they?
No, of course, in previous years, but they're not the same right now.
Maybe not. Well,
they're not the same.
Like Cakes pointed out, I mean, they got some major injuries
for sure, and I do think it's taken its toll.
So I think that's
and Mahomes, he does make spectacular plays that they don't even connect on them sometimes. You saw the one where he did the pirouette and he did a little spin move right in the goal line and he threw it to the tight end or whatever. It didn't connect on it. I think they ended up having to kick a field goal there. But God,
hey, despite all of the warts they may have, they're 5-0, and they last night, at least the one game snapshot, they outgained New Orleans 460 to 220.
Yeah.
And they held the ball for for basically 40 minutes to 20.
Right.
Like, it was just an utter domination.
Mahomes, he's become a guy who throws a lot of interceptions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yesterday was one where it was behind his receiver. It did hit the receiver's hands, but it was behind him. And then really a good play on the ball by a big man.
Oh, that was
stumbled
awesome.
And rumbled for about 35 yards after the interception.
He looked so fluid when he was running.
Yep.
He looked great. That just shows you what great athletes these guys are. I mean, they're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He probably needed oxygen after that run, though.
I hear what you're saying about the Chiefs, and they clearly aren't the same.
I feel like they're vulnerable.
But they still find ways to win.
Yeah.
Especially at home.
Extremely well coached.
So, they're probably not as potent offensively because of the injuries, but they always find ways to win.
Yeah, Andy Reid probably won't win it because of what Kevin O'Connell is doing so far in Minnesota and some of the other really good coaching jobs, but he should be in the mix for a coach of the year. When you lose your top wideout, you lose your top running back, mm-hmm. and your team's still 5-0 and finding ways to win.
Just find ways to do it.
Yeah.
Defense is a lot better. So they're number 8 in terms of yardage defensively, the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're number 6 in points per game.
Right.
They've only been allowing 17 points per game. You saw it last night, and you still have Patrick Mahomes. And when it comes down to it, when he needs to make a play, he always seems to make it.
And Tay-Tay was there.
Okay. Tay-Tay was there, of course.
Tay-Tay was there.
Of course. Hey, isn't this after their breakup, supposedly, according to that paper?
Yeah, the breakup date was, I think, September 28th. Yeah. The planned breakup date, according to the fake contract.
Let's see if they're still around in a few months. I don't know.
You're still questioning
it? It's weird. Why was she not at his birthday? I don't know. I do question it.
She was busy.
Okay. You're too busy for your big, famous boyfriend's birthday?
Yeah.
All right.
She probably had something going on.
Okay. You say so.
I mean, she was there last night.
Yeah.
So they clearly are still together.
So the Chiefs are 5-0 heading into their bye week next week. For all of you fantasy dorks out there, myself included, your team's on bye next week. Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when there are four teams on bye like this past week. It seemed like a light load on Sunday watching the early games. Like, there's not that many games on.
Well, you have the Thursday game, so that eliminates that. You always have the Sunday night game. Monday game. Yeah.
Aren't there some weeks where there are six teams on bye?
I think so.
That's when it starts to be slim pickings.
I want to thank Chris Olave for giving me 3 points. I only needed 9. If he gets 9 points, I win my game in one of my leagues. He gave me 3.
Mm-hmm. You asked me yesterday, do you think this is gettable for Chris Olave? And I was like, sure. That's like 4 catches for 50 yards. Like,
yeah, that's nothing.
It's not that big of an ask. But apparently last night it was.
So kind of the big news in the NFL yesterday was the Raiders have basically said, Davante Adams, we're trading you in the next 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the Green Bay Packers, of course, is former team. But the teams that are supposedly in the mix have weak offenses. Like, I just don't think he'd be happy going to the Saints. All right, that's his boy, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And then the Packers. All right, he loved Aaron Rodgers years ago in Green Bay, but Aaron Rodgers looks washed.
You mean to the Jets, not the Packers.
Sorry, Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers, I think arm is not washed, but his legs look. His legs definitely.
Arm didn't look great the other night.
His arm looked a little shaky.
His arm threw 3 bad picks.
Yeah.
Well, especially the last one, he threw it 5 yards short.
Yeah.
Down the right sideline.
It might be time. Like, he's gonna ride out the string this year. I'll be stunned if he comes back next season.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless he looks really good, like, down the stretch, which I think it's
I doubt he's going to want to limp out and look horrible. But let's see. Let's see if he can't.
I doubt Matt Ryan wanted to limp out and look horrible, but he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matt Ryan's not quite on the same level as
Aaron Rodgers. Point is, sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think Matt Ryan was kind of limping out for a few years, though. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I just
don't know if Davante Adams would be long-term happy there.
We might not.
Well, why will the Raiders care? I mean, if they get the best offer.
Right. They just want him out of their locker room.
Davante clearly doesn't want to be there. All right, I don't care where you want to get traded. We're trading you for the best offer.
Right.
Right?
Right. 100%.
I mean, if the Steelers are the best offer, you're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
If the Jets is the best offer, you're going to Pittsburgh. Or going to New York.
Next Monday night's a big one. Bills travel to MetLife to take on the Jets. That's a big one in the AFC East.
Jason, I feel... Go ahead.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No, I was just saying in terms of the standings, I mean, the AFC East clearly up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
No one's kind of taking charge there. AFC North, all right, I assume Baltimore is going to win that division. And they've won three straight. AFC South, Houston looks like they're going to just run away with it. AFC West, Chiefs, they're probably going to run away with it. And then in the NFC, man, besides the Vikings, it's just kind of wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be like that for most of the year.
I think Detroit can catch the Vikings.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not saying the Vikings are going to run away and hide. I just think that, you know, at 5-0, it's only a couple 5-0 teams, right? Chiefs and Vikings.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Two undefeated teams.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no defeated teams anymore because Jacksonville got the win, right? So there's no winless team.
No winless teams. Yeah.
Five games in. That's all it took. Undefeated teams, no winless teams.
A lot of bad 1-4 teams,
yeah,
like the Patriots, but no winless teams.
But again, because the Saints didn't score last night, the Washington Commanders have the highest scoring offense in the NFL.
Really? It's
fantastic news.
Unbelievable, actually.
Number one.
We always try to be, you know, reasonable and say, you know, if you can improve 2, 3, 4 points from year to year, that'd be pretty incredible. They've improved like 12 points.
I think I've been saying all during the Ron era, like, just get us to 24 to 25, maybe 26 points.
Yeah.
Now the number starts with a 3.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2 touchdowns better.
Starts with a 3, which is an amazing turn
nuts.
Of events.
It's amazing.
Yep. It's fantastic, and it's fun.
It's so fun. And by the way,
it might drop off, you know, a few here and there against a certain team.
Right.
It kind of depends what the defense you're facing, but I can't imagine it dropping off that much the way they're moving the ball.
In the next few games, they get the Panthers and the Bears.
After that.
I mean, and the Ravens have not shown a propensity to stop a lot of teams either.
Not through the air.
Could be some more points on the way for your Washington Commanders, and they play the Ravens this weekend. That is their next opponent. Lots to get to on a Tuesday show here on the Junks. We got Chris Doering joining us from ESPN and SEC Network. He'll join us at 7:20.
Chris Doering lives in Gainesville, which is about an hour and 40 minutes from Tampa.
Yeah.
And when this next hurricane, which is just, it's unbelievable. It was a Category 5 yesterday. That means gusts of 220 miles per hour. Think about that. It's been downgraded to a Cat 4, but it's going to hit Tampa directly, which isn't that far from Gainesville. So
yeah, it's scary.
Definitely want to ask him about that.
So Chris Doering on the show at 7:20, and like we do every week during the NFL season, Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders. He'll join us coming up at 9. That's all coming up here on the Junks on the Fan. Chris Doering.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boring college football analyst for ESPN and SEC Network will join us coming up at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for the Junk's sports page.
All right, so we kind of recapped it last segment. Chiefs beat the Saints 26-13 to improve to 5-0, 3-0 at home. New Orleans falls to 2-3. Derek Carr did get injured in the fourth quarter, had to leave the game. Jake Haener came out and replaced him. He was 2-7 in just a few series. Maybe it was just one series. But Derek Carr has an oblique issue. He was asked after the game how he feels. He said, not good.
Hmm.
But the Chiefs win at 26-13. Mahomes did not throw a touchdown, but it was kind of the Chiefs of the past that got this done. Kareem Hunt, who they just signed off the street last week, 27 carries for a 102 and a touchdown. And then Juju Smith-Schuster, 7 catches on 8 targets for 130,
mm-hmm.
did not score. Mahomes did not throw a touchdown, but... they ran for 139 yards. He threw for 331, was only sacked twice, but they beat the Saints 26-13.
Yeah. I know you care deeply about Chase Young and his exploits since he has left Washington.
You know, I got up for a second and turned around. I think he had a sack.
He did have a sack.
He did have a sack.
I literally was watching, and I turned around, and he had a sack.
He had a sack and 2 quarterback hits.
Yeah. He looked like he was out there a lot.
Yeah.
Jason, I think I've stumbled onto a formula, and I know you and Valdez will hate it, gambling wise.
You have a new method?
I have a new method.
Okay.
But I'm like 4-0 on this method through the first 4 or 5 weeks.
All right.
I'm just, so you know, I like teasers, right? I don't have the balls for a lot of these straight up games.
The books also like teasers. They're big fans.
Understood.
And parlays.
Right. Well, they really make a lot of money off parlays. So it's a traditional 2-game teaser. You know, you take like 6 points, right? Uh-huh. You manipulate it either way. I'm taking it like 2-gamers for like 9 points, which is obviously dropping my payment, you know, my payoff
the odds,
down.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm just like last night, I took it, 2-gamer for 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit. I took New Orleans, you know, plus 14, I think, because that was 5, added 9, plus 14, dropped the total down to like 34. Yeah, squeaked it. But and I did the same thing with the Ravens. I squeaked that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one I might have done a 3-gamer and added like 11 or 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just adding extra points, taking my payment down, you know, my payoff down, obviously. It's
how many have you hit in a
about
row?
About four or
4
5.
Consecutive?
Yes.
All how much money have you made off these teasers?
I'm just betting like 15, 20 bucks a pop.
Mm.
So like if I bet 20, we win 10.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing.
You're nickel and diming them.
Yeah, I'm just having fun with my little account.
I hope the FanDuel people are listening to this, but my FanDuel account's down to $46.
Uh-oh, I don't think they trouble. Care about your FanDuel account.
I don't think they do. Because I put $240 on a 5-game money line parlay on Saturday in college.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I had Clemson, Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and...
Bama.
Oh,
yes. Tragic.
$240 would have paid me, I think would have paid me about $120.
Mm-hmm. Massive money line favorites.
Yeah.
But I've done that bit
of course,
a bunch of times.
Just my luck. Just like last night, I needed Olave to have 9 points. I get 3.
Yeah.
Just my luck that Bama loses for the first time in decades to Vanderbilt. And so I dropped that, so my total is down to 46 bucks.
I did find it funny how Vandy was trolling Bama, too, after the win. Did you see what they put on the Jumbotron about Nick Saban?
Nick Saban,
I think he was talking with Pat McAfee about...
He says not like, a tough place not, to play.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's basically impossible to win everywhere in the SEC. It's tough to win except at Vanderbilt.
Right.
Because... you just have more of your fans there than they do. And he's like, no disrespect, but that's just the way it
I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
in Nashville when I was there for the Virginia Tech game. Virginia Tech Hokies were probably 75% of the First Bank Stadium.
I listened to a little bit of the Hokies game against Stanford over the weekend and listening to Bill Roth. And he
you
said,
wouldn't have believed it.
He said there was massive Hokie fan invasion there, too.
I know. They just traveled.
On the West Coast.
But you wouldn't have believed it. I don't know what the name of their stadium is in Stanford, but there was nobody in the stadium.
It's just a ghost town.
For kickoff.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nobody there.
Right.
I don't know what percentage of the crowd was Hokie fans. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 50%, but literally there was nobody in the stands. They just don't care out there.
I guess they don't. They care about like tech incubators. They don't care about football. Well, they care about Silicon Valley.
That's what they care about. But it was crazy because after Vandy upset Bama, I mean, obviously the fans that were there stormed the field.
Yeah.
Took the goalpost down.
Mm-hmm. It's called Stanford Stadium, by the way.
Stanford Stadium.
Original name.
And they took the goalpost, and they were walking down Broadway with the goalpost.
Then it wound up in the river.
They threw it in the Cumberland River. Right. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they took that. I mean, look, the stadium, it's a few blocks away.
Right.
All right? It's not like it's right next. Broadway's not right next to their stadium. Yeah. They had to walk a ways with that with that goalpost.
Didn't they ultimately walk 3 miles?
I don't know how long it was.
The goalpost?
I think it sounds right.
Yeah.
Because my hotel, when I was there, my hotel was pretty close to Broadway, and it was a walk. It was a pretty hefty walk to the stadium. And I couldn't imagine carrying a freaking goalpost all the way to Broadway.
Every one of those.
I know. They were all hammered.
They all had 10 beers plus. Yeah. They're fine to carry it all over the streets of Nashville.
All right. So as I mentioned last night, Derek Carr did get hurt. He's got an oblique issue. And he was asked after the game how he's feeling. He says, not good. So they're going to do an MRI, I'm guessing, today. Mm. He left the game with 9.5 minutes left. So, like I mentioned, Jay Kaner came in to replace
him. Kind of disappointed that Spencer Rattler wasn't the backup, the direct backup. I guess he's the third stringer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wants to see no disrespect to him, but nobody wants to see Jay Kaner play football.
Well, it doesn't matter if you put Hayner in there or you put Spencer Rattler in there.
I guess that's true.
It's not going to end up well.
To use the term the kids use, the Saints, everything about them, their car, Dennis Allen, they seem so mid.
And you know what else they are? On the Commanders' schedule, which is great. If they play like this, it's fantastic.
All right, so we were talking about Devontae Adams. Raiders coach Antonio Pierce talked about his quarterback situation. He says he's still evaluating after benching Minshew in favor of Aiden O'Connell in the third quarter.
Well, he can evaluate all he wants. He's stuck with a really bad quarterback room.
He is.
That's the problem.
He also said that Devontae Adams' situation remains status quo. Asked when he thought things went sideways with the all-pro receiver who requested a trade, and Pierce really didn't talk about it. He goes, I don't know. I think you've got to ask Devontae. And Devontae's pretty much saying the same thing. He says, I'm just showing up for work, and whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to be there. So, like JP said, they're probably going to trade him in the next couple days. Certainly looks like he's going to be traded this week. We'll see to who.
Well, you've seen that video, right, where he's like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Effing getting killed.
Yes.
Never been hit this many times in my life.
Hey, he signed a long contract there.
Yep.
All right. Off the field, Patriot safety Jabril Peppers. He was arrested on Saturday, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, on assault and drug possession charges following an incident in Braintree, Mass. And police say there was an altercation between two people at a home that led to Peppers' arrest. The 29-year-old was arraigned on Monday in court. He's expected to be charged with assault and battery, and it did involve a 29-year-old woman.
It's terrible. And I was just reading a little bit about it. Like, he's had a terrible, like, tough life, right? And then his brother killed or something. And
yeah, I read that.
He's had a lot of tragedy in his life. Bad situation.
He came over to the Patriots in 2022 and signed a 3-year, $30 million deal in July of that year. And he was also named team captain.
Drugs were involved? They found drugs with him, right?
I don't know if it said which drugs it was.
Was it cocaine?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you read that?
I don't know.
I didn't read coke in the story.
Police report said that officers confiscated a quote clear bag containing white powder, which later tested positive for cocaine.
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought maybe. I didn't dream that up.
So doesn't look good for him. Baseball yesterday. All right, so you've got the divisional series going on. Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians in Cleveland in game two, so that's 1-1. Skubal was just awesome. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 8. Kerry Carpenter hit a bomb in the 9th, a 3-run jack off of Cleveland's best closer. So they win that game 3-0. They had 9 hits. Cleveland only had 3. So they'll head back to Detroit for game 3. And then late night, the Royals win in Yankee Stadium 4-2. They scored 4 in the 4th inning off of starter Carlos Rodon. Sal Perez hit a bomb, and then they had 3 singles to drive and run, so they win that game 4-2. So they head to Kansas City for game 3. That's also tied. Today, you've got Phillies-Mets in New York game 3, starting at 5:08, first pitch on FS1. That's going to be Nola against Manaea. And then the Dodgers in game 3 in San Diego, 9:08, also on FS1. That's going to be Walker Buehler against Michael King.
I saw a video.
So you've got a lot of – all 4 series are all tied at 1.
I saw a video of, I guess, the Perez home run in the Kansas City Royals game, and George Brett was there going nuts. He looked good. Brett, you know how old George Brett is?
65.
71.
Is he really?
Wow. But he looked good.
70's the new 60. Let's hope.
Let's hope that's the case.
Right.
Did you see Buehler got robbed over the weekend of a $100,000 watch at like a park?
That's why I told you I had to be careful when I'm walking around with that ring.
Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, wherever Arcadia is.
Mm.
I guess a mob surrounded him, unbuttoned his shirt, grabbed the watch off him, ran away.
Wow.
$100,000 watch.
Yeah.
Mm. Went, boy, boy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all you do is look down at your phone and you get the time.
I mean, even if I had $1 trillion.
It's not for the time.
If I had $1 trillion in the bank, trillion.
Yeah,
I wouldn't spend $100K on a watch.
No.
It's just
you don't think you'd be
frivolous.
Into it? Yeah, no. But if you had $1 trillion, you would be into a lot of frivolous things, I think.
I might, but I don't think
a watch would be one of them.
A watch that does nothing for me.
I saw Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. He was bragging that when he went to the white party, right? Michael Rubin's white party.
Okay, the guy who owns Fanatics, basically owns the world.
He picked out his watch. He's a very much, a snobby watch guy.
Sure.
And he picked out, he said, I'm going to have the best watch here. And that's what everybody there, they're flexing their jewelry and their watches. And he said, I was killing everyone. No one had a watch like this.
Right.
And then he said, Brady, I'm killing you. And then Brady showed him his watch. And his was like some custom-made thing with like Super Bowl trophies all in it.
Then he had to genuflect Brady at that point.
Brady just crushed me. Right. But he's the only one.
Yeah.
I'm not into watches that much either. I just like, a nice watch.
Yeah.
But I don't need a expensive one.
I feel bad. He's just hanging out with his wife in the park. And a mob surrounds him and takes his property.
Well, you can't wear stuff like that.
I guess.
That's the other downside. Where are you going to wear it?
I don't know. He probably goes to that park all the time, and it's just bad timing. Yeah. But you're right. You shouldn't. You'll probably never go to that park again.
I'm telling you, when I wear that ring, I'm constantly putting it in my pocket.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be a target.
I hear you.
I might lop my finger off.
He's lucky he's alive.
Have another malady to deal with.
Yeah, but have another
missing
one.
Finger, cracked teeth.
Yeah.
Just mess.
Dude, I have so many teeth that are...
Do you still have that gap? You still have that missing tooth?
It's not missing. It chipped what was left of the nub chipped off.
I noticed it yesterday.
Yeah, it's not.
Hasn't been addressed.
Hasn't been addressed because I have to go. It just requires going. Such a pain in the ass.
I got an in-house dentist.
If you had $1 trillion, you'd have an in-house dentist.
I mean, I know you like that dentist, but just get a dentist in Kensington.
I mean, my wife has one that she likes. He's just a good guy. I don't know. I enjoy going out there and seeing him, but it's just a pain in the ass.
If you switch his dentist, do you need like an 18-wheeler to bring all of your files and x-rays?
I don't know. I would think the cloud can handle that cake, but
paperwork.
Maybe not. Maybe I'd need a wheelbarrow.
All they got to do is look. They don't need files. Yeah. Look at that banged up mouth.
No, it's just that my teeth are just so far gone.
Here's
they just chip away.
Here's my 50 x-rays.
No, I don't really do that many x-rays. You don't really need them. You just look.
Right.
You don't really need them.
Eyeball test.
It's like, yeah, I don't need exposure to the radiation. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mess.
Like, man. A superhero with all that radiation.
Probably think you're British. Until you talk.
Joning's been ratcheting up.
Can you imagine like a Geiger counter around Eric and how that thing would just go off?
Spiking.
Right. I haven't had that many x-rays. I had one for root canals.
Right.
You should just wear that lead vest 24/7.
Everywhere I go. Yeah.
How many?
You won't wear it to Norbeck.
How many
today?
Root canals have you had?
Countless.
I don't know, but I was just reading about how people are now blaming all their cancers on all their root canals.
Oh, so now you're paranoid.
5 or 6. I've had a bunch.
It seems like a lot. I don't.
I've never had one.
No,
my wife has had one.
You got good teeth.
I don't know. I haven't been to the dentist in years.
They're not chipping.
They're not chipping.
They're not chipping when you eat hard candy.
No.
You can't tell if that's the meat or if that's your tooth.
You don't know if that's a spray or your tooth.
I'm telling you, it's bad news.
And Halloween's right around the corner. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
What a great holiday for you.
Terrible. It's terrible.
All right, we have to take a break.
My toenail's killing me, too. I cut that.
Well, why did you have to announce that, by the way?
Because I'm just pre-warning you that I am going to be cutting my toenail.
Right, can you go into the bathroom?
Yeah, he's going to do it out of the studio.
Right, I'll do it right there in the hallway.
All right, don't forget, Chris Doring's
going to join us. No one's leaving the studio, then.
Coming up at 7:20. We'll talk college football with him. And Jonathan Allen from the Commanders joins us at 9 o'clock here on The Fan. So Chris Doring is going to join us coming up at 7:20 to talk college football. He lives in Florida.
Gainesville, yeah.
Florida is bracing right now for Hurricane Milton, which is bearing down on the state. I'm looking at a map of the west coast of Florida, and they're projecting 10 to 15-foot storm surges in Tampa Bay, smaller storm surges up and down the west coast of Florida. But
so it's a repeat of what they just had.
Yeah, it's all.
And I don't know anything, but Jason could probably fill us in more. I saw some coverage that the eye of the hurricane is small.
Right. Well, yeah, the eye kind of disappeared overnight. That's why it went from a Category 5 to a Category 4. But yes,
when you have a small eye, it's a more powerful hurricane.
Yeah, because those winds are stronger at the center of the storm.
So, Category 5 in Mexico was insane.
Now, the difference between a Category 4 and a Category 5 in terms of wind speed is 155 to 157. So it's 2 miles per hour off of a Category 5. Mm. But yesterday, when it was a Category 5, the winds were at 180. It's so crazy. Think about that. I got a buddy who has a house in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, he goes down there a couple times a year, but usually just rents it out. He says, we're probably doomed. He says the house is probably going to get wiped out.
Oh, he's bracing for that just to be gone.
He says everything's insured, but we're probably going to lose the house.
It's crazy. I have friends that live in Tampa, and they didn't fly. They were with us. Where the hell was I? I was in Boston, whatever. Mm-hmm. They didn't even bother to fly back. They're just hanging out up north.
Yeah, I mean, why would you fly back when there's a Category 5 or 4 hurricane bearing down on you?
Some people have to work.
They're lucky they can work remotely.
Yeah, I mean, there's work, but...
I know, but you might come back for a couple days.
But then they were afraid they wouldn't be able to get out.
Right.
Right.
I mean, everybody in the state is fleeing.
I was going to say, isn't it mandatory to evacuate?
Depends on where you are. Yeah. But yeah, if they give you the evacuation...
They can tell you it's mandatory, but you don't have...
How does that work?
But, I mean, it's not like they go house to house.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But like some of the language from the officials are like, if you stay... you're going to die.
Yeah, I think
chance that you die.
That's what the mayor said. They said, if you stay, you're going to die.
Right, and that's a pretty stark warning.
Well, did you see the traffic leaving yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of people are leaving.
Yeah.
I'd love to live where it's warm, but I don't know if I could live with that life where you're constantly having to evacuate.
Every year. Every year you
deal with that every single year.
I know some years are worse than others, but the trend line has been that it's been getting worse and worse over the last few decades and more powerful. It's tough. I know, look, they deal with it a lot in Puerto Rico where my family lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the homes, I think, are built different than they're built in Florida.
Well, it doesn't even matter how it's built when the water surges. Like in a place like Tampa, my buddy was describing, it's just like a flood zone.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it.
And a lot of those towns are still destroyed from Helene.
Yeah.
So there's just trash everywhere on the sides of the streets because they can't pick it up quick enough. So what's, I mean, all that stuff's just going to get washed away again. It's going to be a complete disaster there.
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, it's already a disaster.
It's just, I'm telling you, you should see the video of some of the lightning in like Mexico. It's unreal.
Just off of Cancun.
Yeah, unreal. But I don't know how people live there. I was talking to my friends about it. They just, they love it so much. But it is a pain in the ass, you know, a couple months a year.
Sucks.
And then people that like to live in tornado zones or, Tornado Alley. Like, I don't know how the hell they deal with that.
Freaking well, I don't know how much they like living in, like, do people really like living in, like, Tulsa?
I don't know. I guess maybe
Oklahoma
they live there.
Oklahoma City.
I guess they, you know, their families
where they live.
Wichita.
It's what they're exposed to.
I mean, people live there, but they really like living there.
Well, it's their life.
Wouldn't. I know. That's where they live.
Come on. Let's
that's where
be
they
honest.
Work.
It's where their families are.
I understand.
He's
living
just saying
old Nate.
I mean, I understand it's not a destination per se.
Somebody lives in Topeka. They wish they lived
but
in
it's
only
not
when a
easy.
Twister rolls through and they have to go in their storm cellar and hide.
But they don't know any different. If they're raised there, they don't know
I
any
understand.
Different.
I'm just joning a little bit.
I know
it's okay to joan.
Yeah.
But so my wife has a bunch of cousins that live in Tampa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Probably six or seven.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all staying. Mm. They're going to ride it out. I said, how far away are they from the water? She said, about 4 miles. I said, that's too close.
Yeah, it seems pretty close.
Because this storm is not going to just break apart. It's going to go clear across the state
mm-hmm.
as a category one, maybe even a two. So that means the winds are going to be a buck 25, if not higher. Think about that. 125 mile per hour winds all the way across the state of Florida until it gets to the Atlantic.
Well, and that's after it slows down, right? Because when it hits land, it always somehow
it'll slow down.
Down.
So right now it's a four. It'll probably get bumped up to a five again later today. And then once it finally gets to the coast, it'll be a three. Mm. All right. But that's still, it's going to be 135 mile per hour winds probably, if not higher, gusts higher. And then it's going to break down to about a one. But still, I mean, a category one, it's probably gusts of 125 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just nuts.
Meanwhile, what's it going to be today? Be silly.
Perfect.
Perfect. I think like high 60s.
It's perfect fall weather here.
Yep. 12:30 tea time.
I love to turn my AC off both upstairs and downstairs.
You can just feel yourself saving all that cash.
Well, I mean, I love the fresh air coming into the house.
Right.
I slept so silly because I had my window open in the bedroom.
So cool.
And my wife had our window open.
There's nothing better.
In the closet.
Yeah. I love it.
You got to crawl under the blanket because you know outside of the blanket, it's a little chilly. That's such a good
feeling.
Can
you guys tell me, I don't know how they get in the house. I guess because they're just small and they mm-hmm. creep through.
What, ants?
No. Stink bugs?
I had
10 in my bedroom on Sunday.
Well, maybe because you had the windows open.
No, the windows weren't open.
Oh. And you can't smush them because then it's going to smell like the Odyssey bathroom yesterday.
Is there anything to spray on a stink bug that'll kill them instantly?
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
Raid?
No, Raid does not
what
kill
them. What about Windex? What about random, like, kitchen cleaner?
I don't think that kills them.
Mm. Really? They're, like, impenetrable?
Yeah, I think I don't think there's anything you can just spray on them that kills them. The only way to kill them is, well, I know hot water kills them. So I throw those ass down.
You've duck-duck-goed it?
Yeah.
Really?
And I think Higgs is right. You can't smush them.
You've got a broken screen.
You can smush them, but in toilet paper and put them down the toilet.
If you're opening your windows, right. You've got a broken screen somewhere that they're getting in. They shouldn't be in your bedroom, which is on the second floor.
I know. I'm just wondering how they're getting in the house.
Yeah, clearly you're opening your windows and there's a crack in one of your screens.
I know, but I'm telling you, we haven't opened our windows.
Here's what you have to look out for. I think, are they called lantern bugs?
Yeah, those are awful.
They're apparently invasive.
Yep.
They have no predators. And if you see one, you're supposed to kill it. You're supposed to kill it on sight.
Are the ones that have, when they spread their wings, you just see the red?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one of those.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it was a butterfly.
No.
Not a butterfly.
It looked a little bit like a butterfly. It went inside my shirt during a soccer game. I felt something in my back. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is it? I picked up and threw it on the ground.
Kill it.
I don't think they're
with impunity.
I don't think
they
bite. It's
100%. I had never heard that term before.
I don't think they bite either.
But they just get into the house and lay eggs. But stink bugs, man, they are the worst.
I still have that little baby snake somewhere in my house.
The spotted lanternfly is infesting the U.S.
That 100% got inside my shirt.
Yep.
I had a hoodie during soccer. And I freaked out and then I threw it on the ground.
Bugs.
And I guess I should have stomped on it.
bugs, mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. I got no use for any of them. Rain. So much natural phenomena.
Definitely need
like
rain.
Snakes.
I mean, there's no rain.
I understand the requirement.
Golf, Norbeck golf course would be butt brown.
I'm
no
just
rain.
Telling you, I don't like it. I don't appreciate
I know.
It.
I know that you
I'm not like Jason. I sit on my porch and just get hammered watching the rain.
Do you know that stink bugs were never in the country when we were younger?
Did not know that.
So when we were in college, they weren't. Stink
there was
bugs.
No how did they thing get here?
They got
bug?
Here on boats from where? China.
China.
Can blame we just, China.
Here.
How about they, blame they got
China.
Here
when
in the
blame
late.
China.
They got here in the late 90s.
Can we just gather them up, throw them in a bunch of shipping containers,
and put them back,
and send them back to China? Is that possible?
There's too many of
sounds
them.
Sounds like a lot of work.
They've migrated all over
I
the
didn't
country.
Even know, I've seen these before. I didn't even really know they were called a stink bug.
Oh yeah, because if you kill them, they have this awful smell.
Right.
Yeah. Don't smash one in your house.
What does killing is killing may release a foul odor.
But I just like Valdez's I don't know cold. How to kill them. I mean, besides squishing them, I don't know how to kill them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I've looked around and I read that vinegar kills mm-hmm. them. But I mean, what are you going to do? Spray vinegar everywhere? I mean,
put it in a spray bottle.
There's got to be something.
Vinegar stinks.
Right. There's got to be something you can just spray on them and to kill them instantly. But right. apparently there's
maybe
not.
Maybe somebody can tell you on the text machine. They'll let you know. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins. We'll tell you the latest as the Commanders get ready to take on the Ravens this weekend. And Chris Doering is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:20. We'll talk college football and more with him. That's all coming up here on the Junks.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!